enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Thursday, looking good. Today is going to be a good day. Hey, good morning. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. How are you? How you doing? Check in with us. Looking for the first call of the day. I got to be honest, it's not even being desperate, but I really pride our show on being interactive, whether it's social media or on the phone. And I want a first call of the day just to see what's going on. I want to get a pulse of the people. So if you'd like to check in, let me know what you're doing. And say hi to myself, Liv, producer Porkchop back from Nashville. All you got to do is call 833-563-2539, and we can do a little what up and see how you're doing. So yesterday was pretty cool. I went here in Indiana. The big thing going on is the Indiana State Fair. Boys to Men were on the free stage. Oh, dude, a little Motown Philly. It was just so cool. And then I splurged. My wife and actually split the treats, which is a good idea. Got elephant ears, got a corn dog, got something called cheddar nugs, which is just deep fried cheddar from Wisconsin. But it was so good. Liv, not trying to throw that into your face because I know you can't eat a lot of that. It probably makes you sick.
I can't eat any of what you just said.
But I ate it for you.
Okay, I was like, I'll live vicariously through
it. I was like, I'm going to stomach this for Liv, okay? And I'm going to have the backup for her.
Wow, so, what a warrior you are.
I am. See, I'm a people person. But it was really good. I ran into a lot of cool listeners, and we love that. And I think I could speak for myself, Liv and Porkchop. Obviously, unless like we're changing in a bathroom stall or something like that or in a locker room, don't come up to us. But we love meeting people. So I love that. Somebody's like, I feel so weird. Am I bothering you? I'm like, well, why are you whispering into my ear? That's weird. But no, it's so cool to run into everybody last night, and got some photos up on our Instagram and some video. You can kind of see what happened. It was just a fun day yesterday, hanging out with the wife, and eventually went to bed last night, and here I am now. That was kind of my day. How was your day yesterday, Liv?
It was good. I finally got my windshield fixed, which cost me about $500.
Oh.
So I'm going to be living off my boyfriend until I get paid. And then, something funny happened. My boyfriend's roommate didn't know the difference between G-Eazy and Eazy-E.
Wait,
Eazy-E
excuse
from
me?
NWA.
Yeah.
And G-Eazy, the guy that wears like leather jackets and dated Halsey.
Oh my God, your boyfriend needs to make some new friends. I
know. I
think Jewel Daddy's a smart guy, but if he hangs out with people like that, I'm questioning everything.
I laughed so hard, and he was like, "Why would I know the difference?" I'm like, "Why would you not? Like, there's literally nothing they have in common besides that they're both in the music industry." But that was really funny.
All right, what about you, Porkchop? I know you were gone yesterday morning, having the music video hangover from Blanco Brown, The Get Up. We'll talk about that, but you're back.
Yes, I'm back, and you're right. Speaking of hangover, I just realized that I didn't want to put this pair of jeans on, and the jeans I'm wearing was the one that we did in the music video shoot the other day, which was on a hill with like cow poop, and like I was out in the hot, sweaty heat.
Is that what smells this morning?
Yeah, so if you notice like a stank smell, that's what that is.
All right, well, thanks for bringing in the cow manure.
Yeah, why didn't you wear other pants?
I said I put these on by accident.
I feel.
Do you own other jeans?
Of course I do. Like, they're the same kind, but I have more than one of the same jeans.
I don't. I have three pairs. I have a red pair of shorts. I've got like a khaki yellow kind of a pair. And then I've got a white pair, which I wear those once and they get dirty. So I'm like a three pair kind of a guy.
Yeah.
I'm like a farmer, except I don't do any real work. Like farmers, they don't have a bunch of clothing, but they work hard and it's cool. Me, I'm just cheap and lazy. So, Lindsay, if you're listening, can you do my laundry?
Yes, that's what I need too.
All right, cool. Hey, we got a fun show coming here this morning for you. We got group therapy. That's coming up around 7:30, 6:30 Central. Also, Pork Chop, you were gone, so we couldn't do Dare Dice yesterday, but you will face the box of shame and do that punishment.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep, that's coming up at 7:50, 6:50 Central. And a lot of other fun stuff going on today. Josie Dino News, Dummy of the Day, and so much more. So make sure you hang on out and make sure you give us a call looking for that first call of the day. 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday, Todd and Chris Lee turned themselves in after being indicted on multiple counts of conspiracy, bank fraud, wire fraud, and tax evasion. We can confirm they plead not guilty during their arraignment, and they will each be released on a $100,000 unsecured appearance bond. Both Todd and Julie deny any and all wrongdoing. Their travel will be restricted to the Atlanta area and parts of Tennessee, and they can travel to California to tape their reality show, but they have to notify their probation officers first.
I hate when I have to notify my probation officer of what I'm doing. I'm like, dude, just let me be.
You have a probation officer?
Anyways, what's going on, Liv?
Bam Margera was arrested after getting into it with people at a bar in a Hollywood hotel. It was very clear that he was intoxicated. And if you don't remember, just a week ago, he was seen going into rehab. Here's a clip of him getting into it with the authorities while they were waiting for backup to take him in.
You're a grown adult at this point. It's time to start acting like one. This is embarrassing. Not for me, for you. I'm not trying to do anything that's going to work. Trust me, I have my entire division coming to assist you.
This doesn't work. What you're trained to say, and please.
I'm not trained to say anything. This is just
well, it doesn't work. I want my phone. So if you get it, I leave. If you don't get it, I keep doing this.
That sounds like Liv. I want my
phone now.
That literally is every one of my friends when they're drunk trying to text their exes.
You need to leave. No, Liv, you need to leave the bar. Give me that phone
Four
back.
Four women have sued the That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson and the Church of Scientology, claiming they were stalked and intimidated after they filed reports of sexual assault. Chrissy Carnell Bixler, Mary Rails, and two Jane Does have filed a complaint in Los Angeles County Superior Court claiming that defendants harassed them and their families in an effort to silence and intimidate them. The actor was fired from the Netflix series The Ranch and dropped by UTA in 2017 after the LAPD confirmed it was investigating sexual assault allegations from multiple women. At the time, he denied the allegations and stated that any sexual encounters were consensual. On Wednesday, Masterson sent a statement to The Hollywood Reporter in response to a lawsuit calling it beyond ridiculous. He said, "I'm not going to fight my ex-girlfriend in the media like she's been baiting me to do for more than 2 years. I will beat her in court and look forward to it because the public will finally be able to learn the truth and see how I've been railroaded by this woman. And once her lawsuit is thrown out, I intend to sue her and the others who jumped on this bandwagon for the damage they caused me and my family." According to the complaint, Scientology forbids its members from contacting police to report a crime committed by any of its members. They also allege that the phones in certain church facilities are incapable of dialing 911, and victims are generally blamed for any sexual assaults. While Jada Pinkett Smith was being interviewed, she said that there's a line she won't cross on her very open talk show, Red Table Talk.
There hasn't been something that's come up thus far. I mean, I do believe there's a difference between being open and private.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
What's the line?
Meaning,
there?
I mean, but see, that's subjective.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
but
that's
for you,
subjective.
What is it, though?
You know, it depends on what the topic is, yeah. You know. But I do know that in my own personal life, women specifically who've had the courage to be completely and raw, like honest in a very raw way, have really saved me from making some big mistakes in my life.
Live the web girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you very much. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Happy Thursday morning. Twitter and Instagram, Radio Now AM Show is how you can connect. Also, 833-563-2539. I saw this story, and it leads to my own personal, sad, disgusting story. Do you guys ever go or think about going on cruises, like Carnival Cruise or something?
Yeah, I've thought about it. Never been on one.
What about you, Liv? Have you been?
I've been on a Carnival Cruise and a Royal Caribbean Cruise.
Was it fun? Like, would you say anything you didn't like?
The Carnival Cruise was not very fun. It seemed like it was like a 70s theme.
Oh, your parents
but
probably
that
liked that.
That was just because it was like that dated. I went on a senior trip with a bunch of high schoolers, and my boyfriend ended up cheating on me during that trip. Oh. So just not overall not great. The food wasn't that great.
I don't know if you could blame Carnival for the cheating, but that's not fun. Okay, well, it's kind of interesting you brought up Carnival. The Carnival Fantasy Cruise Ship got a failing grade during a surprise inspection. CDC inspectors found not less than, so that means there was more than, 15 small flies on bagels and bread at breakfast, knives stored in warm, soiled water, dirty cups and bowls kept on a storage rack meant for clean dishes, insufficient sneeze guards, achoo, and brown water spewing from two shower hoses in the medical center. Various other issues happened, too. They gave the cruise ship a sanitation score of 77, which you'd say, oh, well, that's almost,
C+.
Yeah, that's not bad, right? That's better than my grades in high school. Well, the passing grade is an 86, so they failed pretty hard, almost by 9 or 10 points. I bring that up because I'm not going to throw the place out there because each individual place is different, and I still like this. I've been to good ones. But the one I go to is a restaurant, and I know that it's not a restaurant. It's a fast food place. I don't even think you can dine in here. You have to drive through. And I go there usually once or twice a month, and I was going to go through the drive through the day for kind of a dessert. They have dessert and burgers and fries and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, oh, man, no line. That's weird. Usually they're so slow with their service, you expect a line even if it's three people. I go up, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Why is, like, the drive-thru blocked? Okay. What's going on? So I go up, I go to the window, and I see, like, a sign. I'm like, What's that say? It's like, on July 31st, the restaurant that I like going to, or the fast food place I like going to, was shut down by the health inspector.
No.
And it's not allowed to be occupied or open until they, like, that sign cannot be removed. Now, here's the thing. I looked inside. So, obviously, they failed bad with their health inspection, like some unsanitary stuff. The inside, though, looks so spick and span. It looked incredible. Because usually when I'm driving through in my car, it sits up just high enough I can see inside, and it always looks nasty on the floor. But I just assume that's just a fast food place. But, guys, I just think about, like, what did I eat or what conditions was my food in all those times? And it gets me thinking, like, okay, some places are obvious, like, that's a bad one. But if you work inside the restaurant or food industry, like Pork Chop, you don't have to name places. But have you ever worked somewhere, I'm not saying they violated health codes, but you're like, this is kind of nasty. I hope nobody sees this. Because in the back kitchen, you don't see everything.
No, I everywhere I've worked, it was pretty good. There's one place, I think I've told you guys before, I saw... it wasn't Applebee's.
Don't say the place. It could be any place.
I think everyone just assumes Applebee's because I worked there for so long. So this wasn't Applebee's and this was not where I work now. But I saw a server take, he needed to stir something and he used a drain cleaner.
Oh my gosh. See, this makes me terrified to eat at any place because I guarantee, like, health inspectors didn't know he did that.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to get a bad grade for that, but could you imagine, like, what goes through your mind to do something like that? Like, people are going to eat that food.
Was it just so hot he couldn't use his hand? Because I don't like you using your hand, but I prefer your hand over a drain cleaner.
What's next,
a plunger? Like, all we had was a plunger, sir.
I don't know.
Mix up that gumbo with that doo-doo plunger. Yeah, so I'm wondering, would you guys, if you were me, go back to this place once it's open? Because, right,
no.
It has to be good once it's past the inspection. Like, it should be like, that's behind us.
Even if that's true, my mind could never get past knowing that at one point you ate there and it probably wasn't up to standard.
Yeah, no, I mean, my mind's telling me no, but my body, my body's telling me yeah.
But my, like, body!
God, I wish I could tell you where this place is. Liv, I'll tell you, you probably never eat there, but Pork Chop, I know you and I really enjoy this place, so you better never go back there again. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. A suspect was in custody in Philadelphia earlier this morning, nearly 8 hours after a gunman opened fire on police and wounded 6 officers in an armed standoff. None of the officers, thank God, suffered life-threatening injuries, but at least one officer suffered a grazed wound to the head, which is incredible that it just grazed him. The officers were all released from the hospital later on. This is getting more kind of interesting, more conspiracy theory type. The Washington Post reported late Wednesday night that an autopsy of Jeffrey Epstein revealed that he had several broken bones in his neck, consistent with but not conclusively proving strangulation.
Couldn't you have, like, broken bones in your neck from trying to, like, from, like, hanging yourself?
They're saying that is a possibility, Liv, but there's also the things of, like, these guards that were there weren't supposed to be there. They were different people. So it's like, well, did somebody maybe just choke him out? I mean, it's like all these shows about murder. How did it actually happen?
Right.
I mean,
crazy.
If they would have had cameras working, maybe we could have seen that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big conspiracy person, but it's very interesting. It's fun to play along, but that's the latest update on that. Six obese people, I'm not one of them, have agreed to get a chip implanted in their brains that will zap them when they think about food.
What?
The chip was originally developed by medical technology company NeuroPlace to treat people with epilepsy. Now, once it's implanted in your brain, it records brain activity continuously and delivers a mild electronic shock whenever it detects a specific pattern of activity that signals the onset of a seizure. Now, the chip is being tested to shock people when they think about food to help prevent them from overeating. I'll tell you right now, if you are asking, yes, I would try this. Will it work? I don't know, but as long as they guarantee we can take it out and turn it off, I would give it a go because that might work. And no, I don't want either one of you to walk around with a cattle prod and get me.
I feel like that would just burn your brain.
To be fair, have you seen my brain? There's not much to burn.
That's true.
I mean, I think we've reached maximum potential. It's only down from now, or down here from here. Let's see. This is kind of funny, and I can't even imagine what the mom or dad was going through. A teenage girl, went viral on Twitter after she began tweeting to her followers using a number of gadgets found around her house after her mom took away her phone. So her mom's like, oh, you want to be a little brat? You're going to act up? Give me your phone.
Right.
That didn't stop her from using social media. This is incredible technology. The 15-year-old girl named Dorothy told her followers that she was tweeting from random electronics after being punished by her mom. She tweeted from the Nintendo Wii U, and her mom later took that away. So then she tweeted from a smart fridge. Wait, smart fridges can tweet?
That is honestly so genius. I wish I would have thought about stuff like that when I was little. Actually, you know what? One time when I got my phone taken away, I took my mom's iPad. And I signed into Snapchat, and I signed into Twitter and Facebook from there.
You'll never stab me, Mom. I love that. The hashtag that started trending, hashtag free Dorothy. Free Dorothy! So what do you do as a parent? Are you really going to take away the fridge? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to unplug the fridge? I'll show you. All these groceries will go bad. And today is a day I think we all can enjoy and actually take part in. It's National Relaxation Day. They say these are some real tips. They say to relax that are actually backed up by science. My wife will actually get stressed out and throw up for the first one. The first thing they say to do is eat a banana.
Ooh, I love bananas.
Do you see? I like them too. My wife hates them. Like she gets the, like, you know how you dry heave sometime? She's like, I'm like,
yeah, she gags at them.
Yeah, just looking at it, not even like putting it in her mouth, but just actually like just thinking about eating a banana. She's like,
I hated bananas up until my freshman year of college.
If someone tuned into the radio late, all she heard was, yeah, every time she puts it in her mouth, she gags.
All right, pork chop, have paying attention. Thank you for that inappropriateness. Give yourself a hand massage. That's a good thing.
See, I don't want to give myself one. That's why I recruit other people to.
I am the cheapest guy in the world, but I really think I need a good full body massage, more than just my hand. But that's one thing they say to do that'll give you relaxation. Also, get within smelling distance of somebody that just cut some grass, like fresh cut grass.
Oh, I hate that smell.
What? I love fresh cut grass.
I don't like it.
And I love the smell after rain.
No, I hate fresh cut. My boyfriend will come in his house after he just like mowed the lawn and it's disgusting.
But I bet you Liv the Web Girl loves the smell of gasoline.
I like the smell of gasoline. The smell of Sharpies. Yeah, I do.
The glue.
Not glue. I like the smell of gasoline too, but I don't huff it. They say the easiest thing too is just to listen to your favorite music, stuff that you actually like. So try that out today for National Relaxation Day. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. You get to decide what song we play. And today, the theme for the song of the day is throwback songs from the 2000s. As long as it falls within that criteria, well, guess what? That song can be played. Here we go with the options to call in or to text or Twitter. Twitter-wise, we've got our poll up right now, Radio Now AM Show. Go cast your vote. You got about 5 or so minutes to do that. If you want to call us after we give you all of them, it's 833-563-2539. And the big, most popular one people like to do is join the texting. All you got to do, make sure you save the number in your phone, 52140, and text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let's go with ladies first today. Liv, what song do you have? A throwback song from the 2000s for the song of the day.
I have, what better throwback band than Destiny's Child, Say My Name.
Say my name, say my name.
If you want to vote for that, for the song of the day for Liv, all you got to do is call 833-563-2539, Radio Now AM Show on Twitter. You can take part in the Twitter poll or text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Pork Chop, we missed you yesterday. Elliot, kind of representing you, did not get a victory. I was the big winner, like 60%. So maybe you got some fire today. What is your throwback song from the 2000s?
So this might be a little bit too much information, but so for college, I didn't live in a dormitory. I lived at home and then I drove to college every day. But I kind of reversed the process for high school. I went to a boarding high school. It was co-ed. But anyways, so I was in high school between 2002 to 2006. And I'll never forget one morning at 6 a.m., everyone's in the shower. Usually it's quiet, you know, 6 a.m. in the shower, right? Someone started singing this song, and then everyone in all the showers joined in unison.
All right, let's relive that naked sing-along.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right, sleeping all day, staying up all night.
And I've got a picture for me from 2005 where I have really long hair. I look like like the guitarist from Yellow Card. I think I'm going to post it on our story at Radio Now AM Show.
All right, cool. I'd never had long hair, so now I'm jealous of that. And my... Oh, by the way, if you want to vote for Pork Chop, Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue, you can call 833-563-2539 right now because Pork Chop's going to the phones. Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, or... You can text. Make sure you save the number, 52140. Text the word song, S-O-N-G. And for myself, Joe, listen, I've always had like a crush on her. She sometimes seems like she's a garbage dumpster fire, like look-wise, but she likes glitter. I like it, and this is one of the most iconic songs, I think, in a long time. We still sing this. Anybody does, guy or girl, when it comes on at the bar or the club or at a party. I went with, for my throwback song from the 2000s, Kesha, TikTok.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ.
Oh, you know you're doing the O right now. Hey, if you want to hear Kesha TikTok for the song of the day, you can call 833-563-2539 right now. You can tweet, take part of the Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show on Twitter, or you can text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. Quick reminder, myself, Joe, I had Kesha TikTok, Pork Chop had Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue, and Liv the Web Girl had Destiny's Child, Say My Name. Okay, closing the polls right now. That is it for the song of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. The theme today was throwback songs from the 2000s. A lot of good possibilities. Let's do a little refresher right now why Pork Chop adds up all of the songs. Liv went with Destiny's Child, Say My Name.
Say my name.
Pork Chop went with Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue. That's a good one.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you.
And, you know, I love me some Kesha. I'm not afraid to say it. I think I want more music. It's been a while, but everybody loves Kesha's TikTok.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up tonight.
All right, so Porkchop's still calculating the votes, and if you couldn't make it in, you're just tuning in like, what song of the day? The way you can do it is you can always call us at 833-563-2539 to cast your vote. We have a Twitter poll. It's only open for like 10 minutes. Radio Now AM show, and you can also save the number on your phone, so it'll be easier. 52140 to save that. You know, it's like maybe the Radio Now Morning Show, and text the word song, S-O-N-G, and it'll give you the options. So, Porkchop's still calculating. Let me know. Give me a little signal when you're... Okay, he's ready. Porkchop, for the theme today, throwback songs from the 2000s, do we have a winner?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
With 25% of the vote, in the last place, me, producer Porkchop.
You're kind of slacking lately.
That's not too bad. 35% or 25% of the vote?
I guess I'm thinking more of the place is third place. That's the bad part.
Oh, yeah, right. That's bad.
Yeah, not good. How about that?
So we'll go right to first place. By the way, first place was 38% of the vote. Second place was 35% of the vote.
That's respectable. So Liv, you coming in second place, that's a respectable second, okay?
That's very close, but in first place, with 38% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
What? Woo! Oh, man. All right, well, here is your song of the day, the winner chosen by you, the category throwback songs from the 2000s. It's Destiny's Child. Say My Name.
Dark Child 99.
Say my name, say my name. If no one is around.
Song of the day winner right there. Liv the Web Girl. Destiny's Child. Say My Name. Will they ever reunite? That was a big rumor. Like, they think it was started Beyonce's dad did that, but I don't know. I'd be down with that. I'd be there. Say my name. Say my name.
I would always be down for like a reunion tour.
You know what I want to go with, even though it kind of knocks on guys? I would have been down with Bugaboo. You bugging what? You bugging him? Me? Say what through?
Bugging me? You bug you? A bugaboo? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that song.
All right. Well, cool. It's from Destiny's Child.
Tomorrow's theme of song of the day should be songs that Liv doesn't know.
Yeah, I think we'd have plenty of options. All right, producer Porkchop, a song that everybody knows is Blanca Brown, "The Get Up." Producer Porkchop was in Nashville, Tennessee the past couple of days and finally made it back here to the show because he was in the music video, The Get Up by Blanca Brown. Hey, man, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. I was so excited. It was so much fun. Some things I forgot to tell you the other day. I didn't realize it, but one of my friends is on the filming crew.
Oh. No way.
Yeah, one of my friends I used to work with in Portland, Oregon. I guess, you know, we both left Portland at the same time, and I guess he went to work with the music label that Blanca Brown is signed on.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, I saw him filming. I was like, Cody, put me in the video.
Yeah, you had to slide him like a 20. Like, yo, bro, just give me 1 second so I can screenshot it.
I know, right? And then I actually messaged Blanco last night, and I was like, hey, man, like, when do you think the video's coming out? And, you know, he said, well, they're doing as fast as they can. They want to get the best edit. So, I don't know. I think maybe 1 week. What do you think, Liv?
I don't know. I think it might take a little bit longer than that. I don't really know anything about music videos or music video recording.
There's
though.
No way they turn it around in a week unless it was a very, very simple shot. I don't know what the other stuff they recorded.
I bet you they're editing like hardcore, like 12 hours a day. They probably have like 2, 3, 4 editors.
I mean, we'll see, but definitely will you give us an update when it comes out? Because,
yes.
Oh, wait, you know what? I kind of thought about something. I don't know what your thoughts are on this. What if... It would be awkward if you're not. There's a chance, not to be negative, you may not have made the cut.
Of course.
That's just, I mean, we get excited when like the TV people record us like, hey, what are you guys doing at this event? And then we never make the cut.
Right.
You know? It just happens. There's a chance, Porkchop, that you may not have made the video cut, but why don't we do something where when the music video comes out, you cannot look at it.
Okay.
And we will play it. I'll play it through my computer like this.
Put it on your side.
And we'll get your reaction live to see if you made the cut or not.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Would you want to do that? I mean, I don't know. That could be a week.
But
that could
I don't
be a
want
month
you to watch it either.
Why?
Because so we could do it live on the air all together.
Well, no, I know. We will. We won't watch it.
We'll wait.
We'll all agree
yeah, that's what I'm
and
saying.
We'll all
yeah.
wait. And
yes.
then we'll all watch it for the first time together
yes.
on air.
Yes.
Are you going to cry if you don't get
oh,
it?
Oh, you know
no,
he will.
Because that's my degrees in film. I get it. They do hours worth of footage and they have to edit it down to 3 minutes. So, yeah, there's a chance that I might not be in it.
Now, go ahead, Liv.
The Thank You Next video for Ariana Grande, I'm pretty sure it took like a month to edit and come out.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think the Blanco Brown, the Get Up video, has that big of a budget as Ariana Grande did.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think they'll get it around quicker. But no matter how long it takes, whenever it comes, we will follow up and do that. Now, do you think, you got to be honest, do you think that your dancing was good enough?
Oh, it was fantastic. You want to see me do it?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Can we get some of this live just for our Instagram story? Just
Are you gonna narrate it, Joe?
I could try to. I'll do my best. You got your headphones on? Yeah. Here, let me stop this. And are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, cool. For Instagram video, you're not gonna have the music, but let me know you're ready.
Yep.
All right, Pork Chop is gonna demonstrate, and you can see this Radio Now AM show. His Get Up, the Blanco Brown, the Get Up. Are you ready?
You need to back up, bro, because I can't see your feet. All right, there we go.
And three. 2-1.
Trying to do the two-step in cowboy.
Oh, wow.
Grab a sweetheart. He's spinning around.
Nice hoedown. Nice hoedown. Oh, dude. I'll tell you right now, if Pork Chop did not make this video, there's something wrong with those people. That's good. Now, okay, now here's the problem. Did your butt crack come out when you were doing the music video? Because I just saw your butt crack again. They might have to, like, censor that with, like, a little blur.
I hope not.
Liv, you know he ruined a shot, right? He's probably in all these videos, and he has butt crack everywhere.
Yeah, they're probably, like, mad that he even showed up and came.
They're like, this is a family video shoot, you pervert. Put away your butt crack.
I did good.
Well, hey, guys, round of applause right here. Producer Porkchop, thank you for going down there and representing the show. And was the rest of the time cool? I think you went to a couple of places in Nashville downtown.
Yeah, Nashville was so much fun. I went to like the FGL bar, like Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
I had some of their beer. I saw Kid Rock's place. I saw Jason Aldean's place.
Was Kid Rock still like trying to beat up on Taylor Swift?
Oh, no, he wasn't there. I asked them like, and they said he comes like once a month.
Oh, God, I bet he does. I love Kid Rock, but even I think he's kind of a tool lately.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ice Cube was on Jimmy Fallon last night and told the hilarious story of how late director John Singleton cast him for the movie Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, he was an intern at the Arsenio Hall show. And he came up to me. I was backstage. And he came up to me, he's like, "You Ice Cube?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm gonna put you in a movie." I'm like, "All right, man, okay."
Right. See, security,
watch
security,
out,
get this
man.
Guy.
Watch out. Because I'm not even an actor, you know what I mean? And he's like, "I'm not even a director yet. I'm a junior at USC. And when I graduate, I'm gonna put you in a movie."
That's pretty cool story.
Ice Cube said he ran into him again during John's senior year at USC, and he said the same exact thing, but it wasn't until a year after that when he graduated, he got a call from his agent about the movie. The breakup between Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth is turning nasty with claims of drug use and infidelity. Sources from Miley's side say that she tried to save the marriage, and the deal breaker was that Liam was drinking a lot and using certain drugs, and she wanted no part of it, especially since she struggled with substance abuse in her past. Sources from Liam's side are denying those claims, saying the drug and alcohol claims are designed to mask what they say really destroyed their marriage: infidelity on Miley's part. Liam's friends say that he was devastated by the pictures of Cyrus making out with Caitlyn Carter at a hotel pool in Italy. And one friend said he was heartbroken and blindsided by those photos. They are still married and they really did love each other. She's really immature and always has been. People close to Liam say Cyrus sources have been working overtime to paint him as a problem. A source close to Cyrus insists Miley was not unfaithful, and all these stories about her being wild and cheating is a bunch of lies. They split up. She's taking the high road. Everyone is trying to. They were together since she was 16. It's hard. Now, Miley's sister, Brandi Cyrus, mentioned it on her podcast and said, "It's not my business to talk about, and it's not anything of mine to tell. There's nothing I can really say. I'm here for her, obviously, and I've been spending a lot of time with her. When she's ready to talk about it or whatever, then she will." Cameron Boyce's parents are speaking out for the first time since his death. Cameron's dad said they were with him the night before he passed away.
The night he passed away, we were out to dinner with him just hours before. It was completely normal, beautiful family night out to dinner. There was no indication that anything was wrong. I mean, there's no way to know in hours my son would be dead. Like, it was just staggeringly crazy and horrible. And we were texting that night.
Wow, okay. That is insane.
Julianne Hough says she doesn't love it when her husband Brooks Lake sucks on her toes. He actually
does. That's
random. Yeah. So speaking with sexologist Miss Jaya on his How Men Think podcast, the NHL player had claimed that Hough really enjoys it when I suck on her toes. True story. But the America's Got Talent judge said there was definitely something he misquoted on one of his podcast episodes. I was like, let me clear it up. He likes to suck on my toes. I don't like it. Shawn Mendes gushed about his life amid his romance with Camila Cabello. Yesterday, Mendes captioned a series of photos from his Washington, D.C. concert on Instagram with, I've never been happier. Thank you. Mendes and Cabello have remained relatively tight-lipped about their relationship since they were spotted holding hands and getting cozy at a 4th of July party in West Hollywood last month. The duo sparked romance rumors in June upon the release of the music video for their duet, Senorita. Coming up in the garbage an hour from now.
Hold on, wait, no. So, I'm so sorry. We have to stop. Liv,
what's
here.
Up?
Come here. Liv, quick.
Okay.
There's like breaking news. This literally just broke. Like, I tried to print it. Sorry.
Okay, but where did you see this break?
What does it say?
Okay, it says Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin have reportedly been involved in a domestic dispute in their Beverly Hills home. Justin took to his Instagram, which was recently deleted, but said that him and Baldwin will be splitting after a short marriage.
Keep reading.
Liv is actually going to the Jonas Brothers concert next month, and she will also have meet and greet passes where she will be able to meet the Jonas Brothers. By the way, all that Bieber stuff was fake, and they are happily together, and yes, Liv is really meeting the Jonas Brothers.
You should have seen Liv. She's like, dang it, pork chop, you're ruining my garbage.
I can't believe I'm meeting the Jonas Brothers.
Are you going to be able to handle it? I found out about this yesterday. I was talking to Dustin, who does afternoons here on Radio Now. He's like, no, we talked to the record label. We'll get her back there, and she'll get to hang out and do that. I was like, dude, I don't think you understand how big of a Jonas Brothers fan she is. She's going to, like, awkwardly fangirl.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I know. I'm hoping I get to meet their wives, too. Is that weird?
Oh, my God. Yeah, as long as you don't cry and yell at them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
In case they see this video, you should say hi.
Hi. I'm going to Jonas Brothers. Oh, my gosh.
All right. That's not a bad way to wrap up the garbage.
Well, coming up from an hour, more garbage.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're good. You just relax and enjoy yourself. All right, here's what's coming up. Liv's going to go get tissues and try to get the snot off of Porkchop's computer keys because she's snotting out everywhere out of excitement. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy, if you want to be on, you can call. We'll set it up off air, 833-563-2539. You can also slide into our DMs on Instagram. It'll just be between us, Radio Now, AM Show. All right, let's talk this morning to Lexi. Hey, Lexi, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Why are we talking to you for group therapy? What's going on?
Hi, yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be on, but I'm also, like, terrified for why I'm calling in right now.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if we can help you. What's up?
So this is what happened. I'm house sitting right now for this family that I babysit for. So they're all on vacation right now at the beach, and they have me watching, like, their massive, you know, like, mansion while they're away. A couple nights ago, I just had, like, five friends over, and it was going to be, like, super chill, like, just, like, come over, and, like, they brought some drinks, and things just, I mean, they just, like, got out of hand, and we ended up getting super drunk. So.
Okay. I understand how that happens.
Yeah. So I actually ended up passing out, like, super early, and then when I woke up in the morning, I saw, like, their crystal vase shattered on the floor.
Oh, is it expensive?
Oh, yeah. So I have no idea. Like, I don't know what happened. It's super expensive. It's a Tiffany's vase, and I looked it up, and it's, like, $12,000.
Hold on. How much?
$12,000.
There is no way anybody owns a $12,000 vase. If that, it's a 12,000 Voss, right?
Oh, yeah, like I guess it's a
12,000
or 1,200 maybe.
Yeah, you sure?
No, I looked it up.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Tiffany's is so expensive.
Was it like shattered into a bunch of pieces or just like two where you could kind of like Gorilla Glue it or super glue it back? Because maybe they wouldn't have noticed
that. Oh, no. I mean, I wish. It was like, it was shattered, like a million little pieces, like under the couch. It took me forever to clean up. And I honestly, like, I just cleaned it up and threw it in the dumpster because I was like, oh my gosh, I'll just. You know, I threw it in like some dumpster that wasn't in their, you know, near their house.
Yeah.
So I, oh God, I'm like so freaking out right now. I decided like in that moment, I was just going to say like someone broke in. Like that was like, you know, I would say like I was gone during the day because, you know, obviously I'm not staying there all day long.
Right.
And then, right. So then I'm like, that's just what I'll do. Like, you know, in the moment, I'm not like.
So wait, your first thought, I just want to make sure I understand, Lexi, calling in for group therapy today. Your thought was after you woke up from a wild night, had a hangover, you're like, okay, I know what I'll do. I will say that there was a break-in. So that was your go-to, is stage a break-in.
Yes. Like, you know when you, like, wake up and you're like, oh, you know, I messed up. Like, I just, like, that's what I thought. And now, so... God, I feel like stupid. I was like, I'll probably just like take a couple items from their house to make it look like real. So I took a painting and they're like these crystal champagne floats. Because like no one would just come in and take a vase.
Right. I mean, that does make sense. I feel like if someone was going to break in, they'd take more than just one item.
But see, like, and now I feel like I'm encouraging Lexi to commit a crime or stage a crime. But I feel like that's terrible ideas. Like, if I was you, I would say, like, oh, this was broken, like the vase or the vase that was on the floor, $12,000. But take, like, expensive stuff like TV or, like, jewelry, and you shouldn't take it. I'm not encouraging that. But, like, who cares about a painting?
Right, but I mean, think about this. They had a vase or a vase that was $12,000. These crystal champagne floats could also be extremely expensive, and so could a painting.
But who's going to buy
and Liv? A burglar, like, they're not going to know.
Burglars aren't that smart. But here's my thing, Liv. You're really like, ooh, I'm going to buy me a champagne flute.
Some people, or it could have been a wedding gift. Like, you just don't know. I mean, champagne floats can be real crystal champagne floats can be expensive.
I love that we're arguing about, like, what items she should take.
I know. So you took the items. What happened?
Oh, God. I have them. So I'm like, oh, God, this is so messed up. So I'm like, I'll probably just, like, you know, sell them because, like, I have student loans and, like, I can get so much money for them. And that's, you know, that's in my head. But now, you know, that I actually did all this, like, I'm, like, super, like, in my head about it. I'm, like, overthinking it. And I'm like, how do you, like, sell champagne flutes and a painting? I don't even know how. I'm not, like, a thief. And
right.
Now I'm, like, getting all freaked out that they're going to catch me. Like, this is honestly why I'm calling. Like, how, like, what, like, what if they have a camera in there? I don't even know. Like, this is what's going in my head. I'm like, how do I sell this stuff? They're going to catch me. There's a camera. Like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good question, and I was actually wondering if they had, like, a Nest or a Ring or any of those cameras.
Right.
833-563-2539. We're doing group therapy talking to Lexi. I mean, what should she do? Hearing your story now, I think Lexi needs to come clean. Like, I don't think you try to flip or sell anything. Liv, if there is video in there,
right.
It's going to be evidence against her.
Like,
they could charge her.
I know.
And what you are doing could be a crime, too. I mean, I just say, like, hey, guys, I had a few people over. You know, I'm usually responsible. One of my friends knocked something over. And maybe if they have video of it, they'll see. And it's just like, I panicked.
Did you tell them already that someone broke in?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So either way, you're either going to get caught in a lie that if you come clean... Or you have the option that they might find out.
I think you need to backtrack, Lexi. Can you hang on? Because I want to get some calls.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I still think Liv, she has to backtrack no matter what and just tell the truth. The truth will set you free.
I think she finds out what friend shattered it.
833-563-2539. We got Lexi on here looking for some advice, looking for some help today with group therapy on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We're doing group therapy with Lexi. She was house-sitting for a family she normally babysits for. Her friends came over, and they had a little wine party. She drank too much and passed out. That's not uncommon. That's not the problem. The problem is, when she woke up, one of her friends, she believes, drunkenly or something, broke a vase. And apparently, it's like a Tiffany vase or something. I don't understand it. $12,000. It was a $12,000 item broken. This is like a really, really rich family that she babysits for. It was found broken on the floor. Now, she told them that, hey, there was a break-in. Something happened, and while she was gone, because she's not house-sitting all day. And she's like, well, what do? I thought maybe I could stage a break-in. She took a couple of other items and is thinking about selling them. Or does she just kind of say, okay, you know what? Guys, I panicked. I made it up. I don't know what to do. Am I missing anything here, Lexi?
I mean, that's basically it.
Okay, so we're trying to help her out this morning. What should she do? Group therapy. Call in right now and help out. 833-563-2539. Social media, Radio Now AM Show for our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or in Houston.
I have a great idea. So this is what you do. I say you find out which one of your friends was the one to blame, which one shattered it. You make them pay for the vase. You get an identical one. Then what you do is you tell them, oh my gosh, I was like walking around your house, around your neighborhood, and I found the vase, the painting, and the champagne floats a little bit away from the house. So it looks like whoever took them just dropped them and left them. Maybe they got freaked out. The items are recovered.
Do you realize how much more complicated you're making this? Like, it's getting worse.
I feel like that is genius.
Let's go to, I think we got Jocelyn. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would you tell Lexi to do for group therapy?
So my question is, she said that she already told them that somebody broke in, right?
Yeah. So Lexi said that.
Like, what was their response? I mean, if they were calm about it, more than likely they have cameras and know what happened.
Okay, what did they say, Lexi, when you told them? Were they like, what? Oh, my gosh. They're like, oh, okay, thanks.
Well, I only talked to, like, the dad. Like, he was just like, I'm going to talk to my wife. We'll figure this out. Like, I don't know if that's insured. Like, he was, like, really, like, matter of fact about it. But I feel like, his wife is, like, the one who's going to freak out about it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Jocelyn, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. We'll go to Ian. Ian, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with group therapy. What did you want to tell Lexi to do or offer some advice?
My only advice was, I mean, if a family's got money like that, she should just come clean. That way they can, you know, go through the process of replacing it or having her come with some sort of like agreement or something to work it off.
But, you know what, Ian? I bet like rich people, because I'm broke people. I bet rich people have insurance on stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's what I would figure.
They just file a claim like, oh, my boss is insured. It's okay, Lexi. Hey, Ian, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539.
Now, if I was Lexi, because I have friends who nannied throughout college and like even after that for really rich families, and they got paid so much. They got to go on vacations with the family. They got sweet perks. They got paid under the table. So like none of it was taxed. I would be terrified to lose this job.
You know, I actually have a suggestion.
Okay.
I had to house sit for a friend one time.
Uh-huh.
And I was house sitting, whatever. I would shower. And like I was walking around his living room, like drying off after the shower, right? Because you know, I was home alone. So I was naked. Well, like 3 months later, he was a coworker of mine, and I heard him talking with another coworker about like things he saw like his dog doing in his house while he was gone on his camera. And I was like, oh my gosh, he has a camera. I walked around naked in there. So, yeah. So ooh, he's seen me naked. I bet you the people that you're house sitting for have a camera, so you're probably screwed.
All right.
Oh,
well,
wow. That is great.
Yeah, Lexi, hopefully you weren't walking around naked.
Did we help you out at all, Lexi, with group therapy today? Do you have any idea what to do or what you're going to do?
Honestly, like, even like the idea of like telling my friend to pay for it, like, they don't have $12,000 anyway. I feel like I would just feel better, like, if I just like told them what happened, especially like you're saying, if like there's a camera, they saw me do all this stuff, like, I don't want them to like press charges. I'll just like, you know, I'll probably start crying and be like, I feel so bad. And like, even if I lose a job, it's better than like this huge lie that I have.
Yeah. Cry it out, Lexi. That would be our advice. And tell the truth. Hey, thank you for calling in for group therapy. I can't believe we went down that wormhole of trying to like offer advice of how she could, what to steal.
I still think my idea is the best, but that's just
me. Of course. I feel like Lexi's story is a real-life live-the-web-girl experience. All right, if you want to be in group therapy, hit us up in the DMs. Radio Now AM Show. Oh, boy, oh, boy. If you're wondering, wait a minute, don't you guys do Dare Dice on Tuesday and Wednesday? Yeah, we do, but Porkchop was out of town. He was in Nashville, Tennessee to go be in the Blanco Brown the Get Up music video shoot. So he could not face the box of shame, which he's holding in his hand right now. Oh, look at you model that. You're so cute.
Can I roll the dice again? And if I get a six, I don't have to do it.
No, it's not how it works. But if you are wondering how do we get this position, we rolled the dice. The lowest number is the person that's the loser and has to face the box of shame. It ended up being me and Porkchop rolling twos, which are very low, not good. We had a roll off, and I rolled a six, and he rolled something else, which was not good. Why are you grabbing the dice? I told you no. He rolled a one. He rolled a one again. You suck at life, my man.
Dude.
You are terrible. All right.
Good thing I didn't make a bet and say if I get a one that I have to do double the punishment.
All right, Porkchop, grab the box of shame.
Stupid.
Face it towards the camera, too. Radio Now AM show. I want people to see how pretty it is. All right, now go ahead and lift that lid off, Porkchop. I want you to reach in there and grab a piece of paper. You choose which one you grab. Okay. Don't cut yourself.
I want the good one, if there is a good one.
What, are you feeling around for a certain one, like you have one marked? He's like,
yeah,
this one's got a special bend.
I marked one. All right, here we go. Ready?
All right, pull it out. Pull it out.
I got one.
All right.
I don't want to read it. Do you want to read it, Liv?
No. Porkchop, please quit delaying the box of shame
okay.
here.
That's upside down.
Tell us your punishment, which you will do right
Sign,
now.
Sing in the fast food drive?
Oh, okay. I came up with this one. I like this. This is great because it benefits everybody on the show except for the loser. It's a two-part thing. You're going to go right now and leave and go to a fast food place near the radio station. You're going to buy the morning show breakfast.
What?
Yeah, so you have to pay for our breakfast. Liv, are you hungry? Are you hungry? You want some breakfast?
I could take a coffee and maybe a hash brown.
Oh, well, hey, Porkchop's got you. Okay. Cool.
Okay, and then I have to do what? Just sing? What, Justin Bieber?
No,
Baby.
No, you're not going to sing a song. You're going to sing your order then. Like, good morning, I'd like a cup of coffee, make it large.
Well, you know, I'm not ordering any food for myself because they're going to spit in it.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm going to order food for everybody then. I'll get a bunch of small items. And I think...
They're going to hate me.
Yeah, I'll have to see where you're going, but I have an idea what
I'm
want you to do.
I'm going right now?
Yeah, I want you to go and live. Can you do me a favor? Because somebody has to get this on our Instagram Live. Will you go and order a bunch of food and make sure he actually does it?
Absolutely.
Liv is coming with me?
I'm going to Instagram Live the entire thing.
All right, cool.
Like literally right now?
Yeah. No, seriously, not even kidding. Grab your keys.
Deuces. 15-minute recess for me.
All right, hey, we are going to wait for him to get there, and we will be right back here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Producer Porkchop is going to do his punishment from the Box of Shame, which is the drive-through song singing order thing. I don't know. Okay, they are out, and I think they're actually in the drive-through. Porkchop, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on? How far are you? Are you in line? Like, are you close?
Yeah, I'm like, there's a car in front of me that's ordering right now, and then I have to place my order.
All right, if you're catching up right now, it's Dare Dice, Porkchop lost, and out of the box of shame, he has to do something that we're calling today the drive-through sing-along. He has to sing his order to the person there, and he also has to pay for all of our breakfast. That's the biggest punishment. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, but why do I always lose? I feel like I always have to do Dare Dice. I had to put the ice pack on the net. I had to, what else did I have to do, Liv? I forget. I had to swallow cinnamon, do the cinnamon challenge, and now I have to sing my order in the McDonald's drive-thru. Like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm pulling up next. I'm not ordering anything because they're going to be so mad. It's so busy right now. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cars, and I used to work in the McDonald's drive-thru. I know how busy it is. So if some schlep like me comes through singing my order, I'd be like, dude, screw you. First, you're getting your order, like, later.
We're live on Instagram,
yeah.
Radio Now AM
they're gonna give
show.
Me cold hash browns is what they're going to do.
Well, then you got to come back through and sing like, hey, my hash browns are cold.
Liv, get that on Instagram. Like, that car already ordered. God.
I'm
next.
Nervous, and I'm not even the one singing. How do you feel, Porkchop?
What should I sing to the tune of?
I think maybe Baby by Justin Bieber.
I would like some two sausage burritos.
Yeah. That's not too hard to sing, and also that's a common tune.
That sounded more like Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
I'm just going to make up my own song.
Someone else said Justin, sing Justin Bieber.
No, I'm making up my own song.
All right, dude, you have to commit to this, though. And you got your card to pay for all this because you're buying our breakfast.
Yeah, I'm buying a breakfast.
I want a coffee.
Okay, large.
Someone said make it good singing and they won't care as much. Yeah, broadcast the singing you did for the
karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
The Other Side by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, that was definitely good singing.
Right. I'm getting like extra cream in Liv's Liv's coffee.
All right.
Someone said it, sing to the tune of Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
I wanna call.
Oh, the liver! They're moving.
Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
This is so dumb. Literally, here we go.
All right,
happening soon.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
All right, pulling up to the speaker. And here we go. Good morning. I would love to place an order. Are you ready? Yes, please. I would love 2 sausage burritos. That is for my friend Joe. He loves hash browns. I'd like one of those too. Joe loves a hot sauce. He's also a big guy and trying to lose some weight. So I'd love to get him a large Diet Coke with light ice.
Okay, so 2 burritos, 2 hash browns, and a large Diet Coke.
So far, so good. I've got my friend Liv the Web Girl. She's dairy-free, so I'd love to get a large coffee with no cream. And no sugar, because she's already sweet. And then as long as you don't hate me, I'll order something for myself. I would love a number 1 with a large orange juice for me and you. And that'll be all. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Thank you.
Round of a job. There we go. Producer Pork Chop. That was great. That was great.
Literally so dumb. At least she was happy and cheerful. So thank you, McDonald's, for hiring good employees. Like, she was happy and she was cool with it. I was worried she was going to be upset, but I did it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. How much was your total?
$13. That's not too bad. Maybe she gave me a discount because I sang.
Dude, that was impressive. Hey, if you just missed this, it's on our Instagram Live, Radio Now AM show. Liv the Web Girl, how awkward was that? Were other people looking around, looking
you said,
at you
how
guys?
How awkward was that?
It was so awkward. I had secondhand embarrassment. It was so much better that she loved it, but everyone on our Instagram Live is saying that he did amazing and also that they had secondhand embarrassment. So many people were like, I can't watch, but at the same time, I can't stop watching.
Oh, God. All right. You know what? I like more of these public embarrassments. It's a good thing we have to continue.
I'm going to give her a $5 tip for being friendly.
Hey, man, it's your money. You tip her as much as you want.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Liv and Pork Chop, good job out there, guys. If you want to see this video, it's on our Instagram. It's live. Radio Now AM show. It should be up there for the next 24 hours. That's how you pay off a bet for Dare Dice for the Box of Shame here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, so yesterday was kind of a cool day. I love to do stuff. We all do here at Radio Now when we get invited out to do stuff in the community. And one thing happening here in Indianapolis, Indiana, because we're also on the air in Houston, Texas, is the Indiana State Fair. It's really big. It's just like the rodeo down in Houston. This is a big event. If you're from Indiana, you got to go to it. And the food, the rides, the animals, all the concerts, there's so much cool stuff to do. And I got invited kind of last minute to go do, and I do this in air quotes, celebrity, because I'm just a dude on the radio, but got to do the celebrity cow milking competition. I had no idea how to milk a cow. I was watching videos on like YouTube of how to do it.
First off, you can't just sit underneath the cow. She's all full of milk. You don't just start yanking and pulling because you got to relax her. Now, farmers call that letting the milk down.
Yeah, and like that's what they were telling us too. They're like, yeah, go ahead. So when I went up to the cow yesterday, her name was Betsy. That's an original name. Big girl too, by the way. Big and beautiful, nice and thick. I went up there and I kind of petted her head. I talked to her. I said, hey, Betsy, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. And I kind of just rubbed her. And then I, with permission, I asked, I touched her her udders and her milk sac, and it was really, really like an intimate experience. It was a one-on-one bond, and then the competition began. Now, I went up against some really cool people, and I want to give some shout-outs this morning to people from the Indiana State Fair. I want to thank Bobby Bates. She's the entertainment and events manager at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Also, thanks to Adam. I guess his wife listens to the morning show. I'm not sure if he does, but she helped out, too. He drove me around in the golf cart, me trying to figure out where to go. I was totally a hot mess. But the people I competed against yesterday in the celebrity milking competition, I went up against Indiana's first lady, the governor's wife, Janet Holcomb. I also went up against Miss Indiana State Fair 2019, Hallie Schultz, and a really cool person, Major Pat O'Connor from the Indiana State Police. He's currently the longest serving officer on duty with the Indiana State Police, 40 years of active duty, and he actually retires next month. So thank you in advance for your service and protection. We really appreciate that. Now, here's something awkward. If you know anything about the governor, he's got Henry, and he's got it's his dog, and my wife follows Henry the dog, the governor's dog, on Instagram, and she's always wanted to have a play date with Benny and with Henry and our other dog Paddington. I could have tried to at least initiate that, like, you know, because I was right there with the First Lady of Indiana, but I didn't even realize it was her. I honestly thought it was like an assistant for the state fair queen, Hallie Schultz. So I was nice. I never blew her off, but I was just talking. I'm like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Joe from Radio Now. And I had no clue that it was the First Lady of Indiana. So that felt awkward. And my wife found out about this last night, and she wanted to rip my head off. She's like, you're an idiot. How did you not know that was the First Lady? I want Benny and Paddington to hang out with Henry the dog, and, well, we'll work on that. So four of us in this competition. It was intense. I was last. Up first was Miss the First Lady, Janet Holcomb. She did really good. I think she got 2/4 of a cup. Then we had Miss Indiana. She got 3/4 of a cup of milk. It's so impressive. Then Major Pat O'Connor went third, and he got hardly any. The cow knocked over his bucket. Then it was me. Your guy Joe. I step up to the cow. I do my thing with Betsy, and the winner of the 2019 Indiana State Fair cow milking contest was not me. I tied with the First Lady of Indiana, Janet Holcomb, for second. First place was the Miss Indiana State Fair Queen, Hallie Schultz. Congratulations to her. And in fourth place, Major Pat O'Connor from the Indiana State Police. But, Liv, it was so fun yesterday grabbing those udders, pulling down. And I got, I don't know if this is cheating, but eventually, I guess, as the cow gets, like loosened up, like the milk starts to come out easier, she had, like, a leaky faucet. Like, one of her udders was just kind of trickling down. So I moved my bucket.
A leaky faucet. It honestly is. That's genius. I don't think that's cheating, you know?
No, and I just came up short. I got second, but I honestly had so much fun. And if you have any events that you, and I use the word celebrity loosely, but if you'd like Pork Chop, Liv, or me to be a celebrity at, we'd love to be involved in those community events. So hit us up in our DMs on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.
Did you drink the milk?
I didn't, because guess what? And I guess this is common, but I never thought of it. The milk was piping hot. Obviously, it came from inside.
Really? I would have never have thought that.
Well, it comes out of the cow. You know what I mean?
I know, but like still, like if you know, if you go number one, it's not piping hot.
And oh, maybe yes,
it's
it is. Maybe, it is. Yes, it is.
It's warm.
Guys, just to be safe, because we've had some talks lately, we'll wrap up that whole idea. but I imagine anything in the body is warm, okay? I think that it could be warm.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
John Travolta was on Good Morning America and talked about his inspiration to shave his head and rock the bald look.
Last time you were here, you had hair.
This is Pitbull inspired, you know. We became friends about 3 years ago, and he had this really good idea of dancing in his video, his new song. And, you know, 3 days, you got 9 million hits, and, you know, it's a...
Look at that. You still got it.
It's time we all dance again.
John Travolta has been known, too, to have, like, terrible, like, hair fake stuff, like, to cover it up.
Oh, yeah, like, his terrible hair dye.
Like, they'd spray it and all that stuff. So good for him for shaving it. He doesn't look that bad.
No, I don't think so either. Jessica Simpson disabled Instagram comments on a picture of her 4-month-old daughter after users were criticizing her. So she posted a picture of Birdie, her daughter, while she was sitting in her car seat. Caption, "This bird couldn't be more adorable. # blue eyes." Some of her followers criticized the way Birdie was buckled in, with one user writing, "Straps on the car seat do not provide correct support." So she just went ahead and disabled the comments on the post. I don't blame her. Seriously, you don't have better things to do than like comment about the way she's in the car seat.
Have we always as a society like had comments and we made them but we couldn't see them, or is this just new that everybody thinks they're the expert and oh wait, I have a vehicle of Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, I better tell somebody how I know more than they do?
I think everyone has always thought they've known more, but they didn't have the outlet and they didn't see enough to be able to criticize like celebrities and stuff like
yeah,
that.
I think you're right about that, Liv.
A student in Toronto struggling to pay her college tuition this semester got a surprise thanks to Taylor Swift. So Taylor sent the student $4,800 after the student admitted on Tumblr that her parents couldn't afford her college expenses. Taylor sent the money via PayPal and wrote on the note that said, "Aisha, get your learn on, girl. I love you." John Mayer was granted a temporary restraining order against a fan, Ryan Jeremy Knight, from Charlotte, North Carolina. So Mayer filed the papers last Tuesday in LA, claiming the fan had been harassing him since March and he got more aggressive in April. The fan allegedly told Mayer to watch his back, threatened to kill him, and tried to turn up to an event where Mayer was at in June.
Well, that's a fun listener right
I
there.
Know.
Fun fan.
Among the messages the fan allegedly sent, "I'm everywhere like God. All you had to do was be my pal. I'm going to murder her, JM." Mayer said the messages left him in fear of his life and caused him substantial emotional distress. The fan now has to stay 100 feet away from Mayer and his home. Honestly, it should be like 1,000 feet away.
State away.
Yeah. Ashley Graham, the plus size model, is pregnant. So she took to Instagram her husband, Justin Irvin, are expecting their first child.
Well, there goes my backup plan.
Yeah. So Graham and the movie director got married in 2010. So you have been late for a while, my friend.
I know, but people get divorced all the time, Liv. And I thought maybe coulda, woulda, shoulda.
All right. Coming up in the next Garbage an hour from now, an update on the Chrisleys.
All right, we're going to play a little catchphrase, and we got to get some teammates for Pork Chop and Lip, so let's do that. Let's say good morning to Austin, and Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You'll be on Team Pork Chop this morning, and what are the odds of this? We've got on Team Liv, the web girl, her real name, Olivia. We have Olivia. Hey, Olivia.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Wait.
Do you know Liv? Are you guys long-lost sisters or something? I love they have the same name.
Basically, yes.
Wait, no, but actually, wait. What is this, Olivia? Like Olivia from my sorority?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh!
They are long lost sisters.
Yeah, we are. She was in my sorority, and she was actually my big.
Yeah,
like my big sis.
Say something else.
So, Olivia, the sorority sister, what happened with Liv the Web Girl? Like, what went wrong with her?
Absolutely nothing. She's perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how you guys do when it comes down to catchphrase. Let me go over the rules to make sure Austin and Olivia, the callers, actually understand how it works. You have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on our papers. So Pork Chop and Liv are going to try to get you to say it because it has to be exactly that. If the answer is clouds and you just say cloud, you have to say clouds. You can pass one time. Whoever has the most words right at the end wins. In the event of the tie, I will explain how overtime will work, but hopefully we won't go there today. Ladies' choice, which means, Liv, do you want to go first with Olivia, or do you want Pork Chop and Austin to go first for catchphrase?
I want Pork Chop and Austin to go first.
Okay, Olivia, I want you to be quiet in the background. Mm-hmm. I got your phone on. Pork Chop and Austin, are you ready to play a little catchphrase?
Are you keeping score,
yep.
Joe?
I will keep score, yep, and that's what I will do. So, okay, if you're ready, coming down in 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
All right. Blank and spice and everything nice. It's kind of a bread and it's kind of a cookie.
Pass.
Okay. A blank link fence. Or this is something you wear around
Chain.
Your neck. Say it again.
Chain.
Yes.
Necklace.
All right. This is another word for a police officer or a cop. He's kind of the one that's in charge, like in the old school cowboy movies. There's a new yep, that's right. This is what you wash your clothes with, the white clothes, to get stains out, or it actually can stain colored clothes.
Shout?
Nope.
Detergent?
It's very strong and potent, and it's for whites.
Wheat.
Yes. This is a game you play with the bullseye.
Dart.
Yes. When you go out for a run, you go out for a
dog.
Did he get that in time?
I'm going to be nice and give it to him because he started the word. He said jog. That is 5 correct right there for Pork Chop and Austin. Way to go, Austin. Make sure you be quiet in the background.
Just for everyone that was listening, that first word was ginger. I said blank and spice and everything nice, and then I said it's also a type of bread or a cookie. Gingerbread, ginger cookie.
Oh, I thought it was sugar, spice, and everything nice, not ginger spice.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You should have been like, he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's like, you know, ginger, spice, and everything nice.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's ginger.
You could have been like, who's a spice girl? Like, oh, ginger spice. See, it's so easy, by the way, to critique when you're not playing the game. Because
well, if I would have gotten there, I didn't totally get it wrong.
Gosh, ginger, spice, and everything nice. All right, that's a new one. All right. All right, Austin, I need you to chill in the background. You got five. Maybe that's enough. Now I've got Liv the Web Girl and Olivia. Are you ladies ready to play?
Yes.
Ready.
Are you ready? Okay, let's
okay,
do it.
Okay, let's catch phrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, when you hail a cab, what's another word for a cab?
Taxi.
Yes, okay, and this is a utensil or like the used in construction when you need to pound something in. Like
hammer.
Yes, and where do you keep your credit cards and your money?
Wallet.
Yes, what do you write with that's not a pencil? Or not a, yeah, not a pencil. Yep. Okay, and also what is another word for a detective? Like a secret agent.
Agent.
Nope.
PI.
No, like Cat. They. Okay. What is in your mouth? The wet thing. No.
Tongue.
Yes. And what do you call the web? What's like the World Wide Web? What do people call that?
Internet.
Yep.
Oh, we've got a winner with 6. It's Liv the Web Girl and Olivia. What's that wet thing in your mouth? Oh, you know, that tongue. That tongue. Hey,
I couldn't think of anything else. I was under pressure.
That was good.
Austin, you guys did really well. I think Austin might have won if Porkchop wouldn't have said ginger, spice, and everything nice.
I don't know, dude. Whatever. Why was my first word ginger?
Austin.
Nice try, Porkchop.
Thank you, Austin. Olivia, congratulations. Big winner today.
Thank you.
There you go. All right. I'll let you and Liv catch up about all the glory days and what went wrong.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A crooked couple in St. Louis cut the locks off a storage unit and stole around 3,000 comic books.
Jeez.
That is a lot.
Oh my gosh, that is so many. That has to be like pounds and pounds and pounds.
Oh yeah, definitely heavy and a lot of money at stake too because, well, they were trying to make a quick buck. They called up a comic book store in St. Louis after they heisted them and stole them. And the owner told them, yeah, you know what? I'm actually very interested in the large collection that you claim you have because, you know, if it's a big collection, it could be good.
Right.
But also, turns out he was the guy that they stole from.
What idiots. Okay. I mean, these people committing crimes, I don't even commit crimes. I know how to do it better.
Well, you do drive without a license or whatever.
Okay,
sometimes,
well, I stopped doing that. I got the right license. But you flee this state and then you sell them to a comic store in a whole different state, not the comic store you stole them from.
I'm kind of worried that you have such a criminal knowledge of these
things. I mean, it's just common sense.
The owner's name is Martin Cass. He recently put his personal comic book collection in storage. He was doing some renovations around his home, and that's when he found out that they'd been stolen. So imagine how upset you would be. Your entire collection worth a lot of money and just sentimental value was gone. Now, he told the staff, hey, let me know if anybody calls trying to sell a large collection of comics, because it might be mine that was taken from that locker. Well, the couple called. An employee was smart and told them, yeah, bring them in. We really are looking for big collections. So they dropped off a box, just a little sample, and guess what? It had Martin's handwriting on it.
Idiots.
So he was able to go through. They're like, these are my comics. Well, they were smart. They had the police. They were there waiting to arrest the people when they came back with the rest of the collection. The cops ended up going back to other places like that where they lived. They found a bunch of random other things linked to more storage unit thefts. So apparently that was something very common that they were doing.
Well, I mean, I guess they got away with a couple, but also you should know that people who have comic books, especially that many, nothing matters more in the world to them than those comic books. So they will not stop until they find out who took them.
That right there is your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Oh, turn this off. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and I say hate way too often because hate's a very strong word, but I'll tell you right now, when it comes to a state and a football team, I hate the state of Ohio, even though my mom and grandma live there.
Yeah, well, you're from Michigan.
I am, but the actual football team, why are we playing this, Porkchop?
I love the marching bands, and especially Ohio State has the best marching band.
Well, the reason I'm talking about Ohio State, all right, we really could turn this off any second if you wouldn't mind. Ohio State University is attempting to trademark what a lot of us consider to be the most commonly used word in the English language. Do you know what word that would be? Any guess what they're trying to trademark?
The word the?
Yes, T-H-E. They want to trademark the word the, as in the Ohio State University or the Ohio State University.
Okay, I'm sorry. On what grounds do they think they have a right to do this?
They're saying that that's been the official the Ohio State University since 1878, so it's theirs.
So why don't they trademark the Ohio State University, not just the word the?
Because
there's a million does. The University of Louisville, because, my alma mater.
Because people that are from Ohio are dumb, I don't know. But yeah, they apparently have 150 trademarks in 17 countries, not including these pending applications. Now, some of these you might have heard before. Some of them are kind of new that I found out. But I was like, okay, I don't have a lot of college trademarks. But it's interesting celebrities or pop culture people that have... turn it off, please. Thank you. Okay, cannot stand that song, that have trademarks. Did you know Jay-Z and Beyonce have a trademark?
No. What is it? Yonce?
No. Blue Ivy Carter. They didn't want anybody else to take the name, like for the baby.
That is so dramatic, and that is such a Beyonce, Jay-Z thing to do. That is so stupid. Are you joking?
No, I'm telling you the truth. Now, Paris Hilton, this is very obvious, but that's hot.
Okay, she has every right to do that because That's Hot is hot. And
so hold on. Live the Web Girl is perfectly fine with Paris Hilton. That's hot. That's totally should be trademarked. But God forbid somebody, a celebrity, has a baby name. No, you can't protect your child.
Yeah, because why not? Like, what if a huge fan wants to name their child Blue Ivy Carter? Like, that's so preposterous to me. But That's Hot, she can use that to make merchandise, to sell things.
I want to have a new thing.
That's a business idea.
We have to talk to our production guy to get like a whole little jingle put together. But I want to have something anytime Liv makes a statement like that. I want it to be like, Liv Logic.
But it makes sense. It makes sense in my head, okay?
Like, it's like...
I would imagine it'd be more like, Liv Logic.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it would be like, Liv Logic.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Okay, and we can put Liv Logic. That's hot. That's cute.
That, yeah, kind of like Bob Evans down on the farm, like Liv's, or like Hot Pocket, like Liv Logic.
Oh, see, I like that. But that makes sense to me. Paris Hilton, you keep doing you, girl.
All right, Taylor Swift, she trademarked phrases from her 1989 album.
Okay, like what?
I don't know. I didn't do enough research
on
there.
The 1989 album is, my personal opinion, her best album. I love that album so much. So again, I get that.
Other ones that were trademarked, celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse. He's the guy that always like throws his stuff down with the hand. He's like, bam!
Yeah, because that's his signature. Bam!
Okay.
Bam!
Curtis Jackson. Do you know who that is?
Never heard of him.
50 Cent.
No way! His name is so dorky.
Yeah, I'd say that to him. Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent, trademark. I guess he actually trademarked 50 Cent. The number 50, then C-E-N-T. He trademarked, and I guess it applies to everything from shirts and pants to pre-recorded records. He sued Taco Bell. I never heard about this. Back in 2008, he said that they for their infringing commercials. I guess their commercials advertised that they had a 79, 89, and 99 cent menu.
But they didn't use 50 Cent.
Liv, I don't know. He's saying that they kind of tried to play off of the 50 Cent angle.
Curtis. Yeah, that's a little dramatic. I don't think by 2008, I'm sorry, you weren't anything that was super wild.
Are you serious? He was huge by then.
Was he? I'm getting
Live Logic. Stop.
My Live Logic might have not been correct that time, but he's being dramatic.
I'm going to, this next one, even if you know what it is, I don't want you to say it because I'm being serious.
I won't say it.
This what next one, do you guys know who Michael Buffer is? Don't say it, but do you know who he is?
Yeah. I do know.
This isn't funny. If our bosses are listening right now, they're going to be so mad at me that I'm even talking about this. I'm surprised they haven't fired me yet. No, seriously.
I know exactly who that is. The only reason why is because of you.
He's an announcer for boxing, a lot of big events. I think I've even seen him doing some UFC things. I won't say it because I'm still afraid somehow I'll get in trouble for explaining it in this context. But he has a phrase that he says. It's five words. Go ahead, Liv.
I'll modify the phrase.
Nope.
I'm modifying it. I'm not going to say the exact words. I'm going to modify it.
Lenny, have the dump button ready. If I tell you to dump, hit it. I'm not getting in trouble again.
Okay, I'm just going to modify it.
How about, I can say something. It's a phrase from Space Jam.
Okay, and ding, ding.
Like a wrestling.
No, stop, stop. I don't want
I'm
you to do
gonna
it.
I'm not going to say
no,
it.
No, Liv, you are not in these meetings, okay? This guy, no, Michael Buffer sued me and the company.
Oh. Yeah, they did. Joe did it, about a year ago.
And this was before I was here, so I'm off the chain on this
here.
One.
I was here, and
he got money from, I don't even want to talk about it, because now I'm going to get brought up, anyways.
Yeah, next.
Yeah, next.
Oh, yeah, but he has a phrase. You know how much money he's made by trademarking that phrase?
Tell us.
$400 million.
What?
For almost $500 million this guy's made by doing it, by suing people, but also he trademarked it for movies and video games.
That's honestly so dramatic.
But hey, Michael, thanks for coming after a little morning show,
I
you
know.
Jerk.
Like, you have enough money. Just chill and relax. But I will say that brings me to another thing. I'm surprised this person hasn't trademarked this after what Porkchop just said. He said, what?
Oh, Lil
I'm
John.
I'm surprised Lil John hasn't trademarked, like, okay.
What?
I wonder, yeah. I wonder if it is trademarked. We have to look that up.
Well, and, we could be getting in trouble.
Finally, somebody that I'm surprised he didn't get this trademark, but he wanted it. You're fired.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Yeah, he actually tried to get that trademark and he was denied.
Well, yeah, because when a boss fires you, they have to say you're fired.
But I mean, it was pretty iconic. I don't think, we all know it's fired, but everyone's like, you're fired.
You're fired.
Hey, you're fired. I have big hands and they're going to fire you.
That was epic back then.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
That's from The Apprentice, right?
Yeah. All right, so cool. What do we learn here? What do we learn here, guys?
Don't say anything
because it might be trademarked. That's going to wrap up a Thursday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Check everything out online that you might have missed, radionowindy.com. You can check out podcasts, blogs, and all the good stuff for social media. If you want to see some of that video while it's still up there on our Instagram Live, Radio Now AM Show, producer Porkchop doing Dare Dice. So thanks for the food, dude.
Yeah.
What do you got going on today?
I'm just going to kind of relax and go home and... Oh, I need to clean. I'm in a real big mood to clean.
All right. Now, have fun with that. Are you going to clean like naked or how do you clean?
I mean, maybe it was just some gym shorts and a white tee.
I like to clean naked. What about you, Liv?
Yeah, I like to clean in probably like spandex shorts and a sports bra because I get so hot.
Yep, you want it to breathe. What do you got going on today, Liv?
I am going to work out at some point, and then I'm going to go straight to work. I have to work at Cycle Bar tonight.
Wait a minute. Is today Thursday?
Yeah.
Family Feud trivia tonight at the Brayton Tavern, 7:30 in Fishers. Woohoo! That's what I'm doing.
You know what I'm so upset about? Because I had mentioned one time a Porkchop invited me to trivia, and I said I wanted to go, and then I couldn't that one night. And I was like, oh my gosh, but me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, both want to go because we're super into that.
Then come tonight.
I know. I'm going to see if maybe I can get off work a little bit early, and we'll see. I'm not sure though because I don't know how long it's going to take me at work.
All right, well, I'm busy, so I'm so sorry I can't make it.
Oh, Joe, no, you can come too. Let's all go.
Dude, no, I went out to the Indiana State Fair last night, and I'm still tired from that. But if somebody wants to go in my place, just go ahead and say your name's Joe.
What's the limit for teams? Like, how many people
many
can be on
want.
A team? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right, cool. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.